Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
There's a new high school in Richmond doing things in a new way. It's called Code RVA, and it has a special focus.
Coding is the language of computers. It's the language of the future, and you can learn about it now,
says the voice on the Code RVA website. Allie Maslowski with the Virginia Public Access Project joins us now. And Allie, this school is different in several ways.
Code RVA started last week. They're an experimental school, so they're going to try out year-round schooling. Half the classes will be in person and the other half will be online. And there'll be a big focus on internships and other partnerships in the curriculum.
The story quotes the director of the school as saying today's high school age students are digital natives. And he says part of his job is to find a way to reach out to them more effectively.
Right. It seems to be a collaborative environment. There's three teachers for about 100 students. It'll be all the traditional school subjects with a computer science twist, and then other classes that are just about computer science.
The students were chosen by lottery from about a dozen school divisions. And Allie, they made sure, though, to achieve diversity in the student body.
They took great steps to address the diversity gap in the computer science industry. So half the students are male and half are female. I think a bit over half are white and a third are African American.
And students at Code RVA will also have a chance to get a head start on college.
As the students get older, their curriculum will look more like a college student's class schedule. I think they'll have more internships and a more fluid schedule. So it'll definitely look more like a college workload in the content and in the scheduling.
And one other thing, there's only one classroom. It's used for special purposes, but other than that, the school is wide open.
Yeah, I think they're really trying to nurture a collaborative environment. I think every student will have a Google Chromebook. It sounds like they'll be doing a lot of work together in an open space, so hopefully a lot of creativity will come out of that.
Well, speaking of digital things, Amazon.com is going to build a new headquarters. The company says it'll be co-equal with its existing headquarters in Seattle. Needless to say, lots of places are trying to attract this $5 billion investment. One of them is Virginia Beach. Allie, it looks like Virginia Beach might have a couple of obstacles in the way.
Amazon has a whole list of criteria that they want their new home city to have, and Virginia Beach doesn't have an international airport.
Another thing on Amazon's list is mass transit, and Virginia Beach doesn't have that either. But city officials say they think if Amazon will take a close look at Virginia Beach, they'll be sold. And surely it's worth a try, because this is going to be an enormous project.
Right. Within 15 years, they'll have 50,000 employees, and the average salary will be $100,000 a year, which would be huge for any city.
Elsewhere in the region, Northern Virginia and D.C. are in the running, along with Raleigh and Charlotte. Allie Maslowski is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.